Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Martin, the CEO with the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. I wanted to catch you today because next week we're going to be together in New Orleans.
That's right.
At your trade show. We'll get to that in just a minute. We're working on the Floor Focus Annual Report, and we're crunching a lot of numbers right now. This is in our May issue, which comes out next month. You compare the performance of hardwood in 23 to 22, looks like the business was down about 14.5%, and the total flooring business is down about 10%. So it continues to have a little bit of loss of share. And another nugget we're hearing is that the domestic engineered hardwood business is somewhat under siege from imports from both Vietnam and Cambodia, but that the solid business is doing okay. Does that sound like what you're hearing?
I guess I'm a little surprised that wood is down a whole 14% with the industry down 10%. But at the same time, when we look at interest rates and what's happening in the housing market, that probably explains why wood is down a little bit more, because we're, 100% residential product for the most part. Maybe 10% goes into commercial structures.
That's exactly right. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. There was a surge in demand starting in 20, going all the way through to 22. You just couldn't get enough. And then all of a sudden in 23, demand fell off, and it's been some of a challenging year for those producers that are focused in this business. Another little news item we just saw, AHF, which is one of the largest producers of hardwood flooring, just purchased a sawmill in West Virginia. That was interesting news, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was glad to see that.
So what are some of the challenges the hardwood business is facing right now?
We've seen the shift from imports going from China to Cambodia and Vietnam. And so the players just changed, but the challenge doesn't. We're, of course, seeing that. And I think, the supply chain issues coming from other countries is cleared up to some degree. We're still seeing some challenges on some of the tool and on some of the finish sides of just getting materials in. So that continues to be a bit of a challenge, but not what it was 2 years ago. I think the hardest thing for the whole industry, not just wood, is that we don't know what a new normal looks like, right? So we had crazy things happen, and I'm tired of referring to COVID for everything and using that as a reason why things are a little wonky. But I do think that is part of it. We had the uprise, and wood did really well during COVID because people were home and putting in renovations, and home building the interest rates hadn't gone up yet, and we hadn't seen that business falling off. So, I think those things all play into what we're seeing now coming into the marketplace. At the same time, we're seeing numbers go up too. We saw February starts go up on the housing side. So we're pretty optimistic about the spring and the summer coming up, and hopefully we'll start to see some of those interest rates come down where people are able to buy houses and keep things going, because there's definitely a demand out there for home.
As people select flooring for either a new home or renovation, that statistic still hangs out there that they pick a wood look. And, there's the natural, authentic product, and then there's the look-alike product, and that continues to be a challenge. Obviously, the real product, which can last for as much as 100 years, is maybe twice as expensive as the look-alike product. But over time, potentially, that may be a wiser decision. And that's kind of the fight that your industry's fighting, right?
Well, I think so. But at the same time, I wonder if that price gap isn't starting to close a little bit also. And I certainly think the profitability level has changed for the retailer on the look-alike product over the years. It'd be interesting to see how that plays out long term. I don't think wood has anything to worry about. It always has a place in the marketplace. Is it going to go up and down? Of course. But it is a preferred product. Every survey, it's not just our research that indicates that. Anytime you see anything that comes out on flooring, wood is definitely the consumer's choice. And whether you're getting that from realtors, or you're getting that from refinishers or renovators, all of those numbers indicates that wood is the number one choice. So I'm not worried. We've seen this challenge before with other floor types, whether it was bamboo or 50 years ago, it was carpet that kind of pushed, wood out, and then wood came back in the 80s, and it's maintained being the prevalent choice. So overall, that's going to maintain. I do think we're going to start to see some issues with some of the product that's been taking market share from wood. I also think there's some profitability issues with that product that may come back and make wood come back to a higher number. But at the same time, it's you know, it's never going to go away. It's always going to be used in high-end homes. And I think some of the reasons that we see those numbers go down is that we're not building track homes, and track homes are not necessarily going after wood floors at this point. So we're seeing most of the product being used in higher-end construction and renovation projects for high-end homes. And that's fine, too, because there's more profitability in those projects as well. You know, we just need to find that place. And I've always felt that wood should be sold as a luxury product. It isn't for everybody. And that's okay. Quite frankly, I think that's better for our industry to be able to make, you know, put a little more margin on things and maybe be a little more desirable and hard to find.
I don't know if you've heard the latest little trend in the builder market, but some of the builders had shifted to this thin SPC product. And when they put cabinets down and then there's heat and air changes, put stress on dimensional stability, it's popping. And so a lot of the builders, even on the track home side, are moving back to engineered wood.
Right. That's the way things happen, right? We go through trends and we see something come out that's going to be bigger and better and awesome, and that lasts for a few years, and then it always shifts back. So the reason this competition has lasted so long is because of the durability and waterproof claims that have been put out there. And, you know, we've seen some things happen in the marketplace that have put those things in perspective as well. Unless you're a swimming pool, there is no such thing as a waterproof floor. And it's very misleading to the consumer to let them think that they can let water lay on the floor. That's fortunately very untrue. And we're seeing more and more problems happening under the product that claims that it's waterproof, like mold. Eventually, the truth always wins out. And that's just going to take some time. You know, we go back to what the consumer's preference is, and we're never going to lose the battle there.
All right. I got kudos to Brett Miller, your technical guy, because he's been doing some articles lately that have been running in some of these consumer magazines about picking the right floor. And when I read it, I'm like, boy, that's fantastic. So he's been doing a good job. Let's move to the show real quick. Just next week starts on the 16th, runs to the 18th. The trade show actually starts on Wednesday at 10:30. And this show, many people would tell you that this is the wood flooring craftsman show. This is people who make a living in this industry. It attracts about 3,000 people. Tell us some of the highlights you're expecting for next week.
Sure. All of those things are very true, Kemp, and thank you. We do a couple of things on the front end. So the show itself runs 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. But on Tuesday, a couple of things that happen first. The first is the NWFA Symposium, which this year we're taking a look at the science of atypical wood flooring. We all know today's wood flooring comes in all shapes, sizes, and finishes. So we've asked Brian Beekler of Beekler Consulting Services, who you will remember from Armstrong, to moderate a panel of manufacturers that will bring things that do not necessarily fit the norm. So we're going to take a look at some of those niche products that are a little bit different, talking about modified wood, impregnated wood, reclaimed materials, and how you use those, ingrain flooring, and extreme widths, and that's basically anything over 12 inches, and extreme long length. So we've got a good panel put together there from AHF, Belanger, Oldwood, Carlisle, Denison, Oregon Lumber, and Caswell Flooring System. So if you are interested in that topic, please join us for that smaller session that takes place Tuesday. On Tuesday afternoon, we have another pre-expo workshop, which is protecting and assuring the successful continuation of your business. That one's primarily for business owners. You can learn about the newest tax laws that have a direct impact on the overall wealth of your business as an owner, as well as the sustainability of their company. So that one's kind of cool. That's a very niche piece that happens in pre-expo. And then we kick everything off on Tuesday evening with our Big Easy Kickoff and Jazzy Opening Party. Our general session will take place that evening, and thanks to Middle Tennessee Lumber out of Nashville for sponsoring this event. We'll feature an industry update as well as the Wood Floor of the Year Awards. This year's Emerging Leader Award recipient is Changing Our World, and there are two special members who are getting inducted into the NWFA Hall of Fame. So if you're coming, please don't miss that session. And we'll head straight up out of the session into the opening reception, which is really the first big networking opportunity for people to get together. And of course, we're in New Orleans, so we're going to have some special drinks and special food as well. So it's going to be a good time. But don't have too good of a time on Tuesday, because Wednesday, don't go out on Bourbon Street until Thursday night. That'd be my suggestion. So on Wednesday, we kick off education at 8 a.m. and we're running four tracks of sessions this year on both Wednesday and Thursday. And those are on technology, growing your business, job site demos, and how it's made. Our folks will have an opportunity to learn about career options, adhesives and fasteners, sports floors, technology for both the floor and the desktop, and measuring subfloor flatness to name a few in those first sessions on Wednesday. One of the things we're doing new this year, we're offering some CEUs for architects and designers at a lunch and learn. And that's sponsored by Allegheny, Bona, and Rondell, which is a local distributor in the New Orleans area. And that'll be followed by special access to the show floor with our members hosting the architects and designers and answering specific questions that they have, as well as making for sure that they're seeing the new products that are out there in the industry. Then Wednesday wraps up with a distributor manufacturer's reception, and that's sponsored by NAFCD. And then this year, Reliance Hardwood Flooring and the Emerging Leaders Reception is happening from 6 to 7. Reliance is the sponsor on that. And then your evening's open to spend some time in the French Quarter. But again, Thursday kicks off early again with the Women in Industry Network Southern Social at 8 a.m. and the next track of Session. We also have demos happening on the show floor, and the show floor opens at 10:30 that morning and is open until 3 p.m. And we'll wrap up the expo with a Bayou Bash following the closing on the show floor on Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday, come be on the show floor, and that's pretty much the schedule.
All right. Well, that sounds like the normal routine that you have for your show. Look forward to being there.
One other thing I'll tell you, Kemp, is if you are still around on Thursday, come to our closing party. We've got some critters from local there in Bayou country. You might want to come hold yourself a little alligator or take a look at some of the other crazy things that we're bringing in. So stick around for that if you can, and I look forward to seeing you there.
All right, Michael. Good to talk to you again. We're talking to Michael Martin, the CEO of the NWFA. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.